There are fewer than 1,800 black farmers in Oklahoma, and many are working second jobs to make a living. But Oklahoma once had a thriving agricultural community. Harvest Public Media's Seth Bodine explains how things have changed and visits one farmer trying to keep his ancestors' legacy alive.
Nathan Bradford Jr. is filling up buckets of feed at his home in Bristow, Oklahoma. He's about to drive to several plots of land to check on his cows. He explains the name of his business, G-Line Meats.
Most of the people on this line, this road, was from Georgia, and that's my ancestors.
As he drives to the 80 acres of land, he points out the house his grandfather used to live in. He thinks it was built in the mid-1930s, and it looks like it hasn't been touched for years. A rusted tin roof and missing wood wall panels.
Probably need to take it down. You know, it's one of them things that you really don't want to get rid of.
Bradford has about 400 head of cattle. He says there's a lot of work to do because the soil has been degraded after years of farming. So Bradford has been playing a game of catch-up. He's been removing trees and planting better grass for his cattle.
I can't give up. I got to make this place better than what I found it. You know, they had what they had. They had the resources, and I've got an opportunity to make it better, and that's what my goals are, and that's what I'm going to do. It's just going to take some time.
This isn't Bradford's full-time job. He works at a nearby natural gas processing plant, 7 days on and 7 days off. The rest of the time, he's working with the cows.
That's the life of a black farmer.
That's Willard Tillman. He's the executive director of the Oklahoma Black Historical Research Project.
A lot of them have it in their blood. They've been doing it all their life. That's what they want to do. And a lot of times, I'd have to say a good 75-80% of all the farmers, black farmers, have a job here in Oklahoma.
That wasn't always the case. Following the Civil War, there were 50 established all-black towns and 1.5 million acres of land. That's more land than anywhere else in the country at the time. But the number of black farms has decreased over the past century. Much of that is a result of discrimination.
One of the ways that many of the black farmers fell behind and eventually lost land was because they could not get the loan in the first place.
That's Valerie Grimm, a professor at Indiana University Bloomington. She says many families like the Bradfords couldn't get loans from banks or the federal government. In fact, many black farmers won a class action lawsuit against the USDA in the 90s. Bradford's father, also named Nathan, received $50,000 as part of the settlement. But he says he would have been better off if he'd gotten loans when he was trying to farm.
Oh, that made you a millionaire today.
Oh, shoot, I'd be rich.
But the elder Bradford says he would have been able to buy hundreds of acres of land for cheap.
It was about $200 an acre at that time, but less. But you just couldn't get the money.
Things have changed. Nathan Bradford Jr. says he's been able to get loans, even though he's had his fair share of challenges with the Farm Service Agency. He wants to be a full-time farmer by his 50th birthday, 9 years from now. The next step is expanding his business by opening up a place to process meat like deer. He has a small team, working with his family and producers in the area.
Our heart is in it. When your heart is in it and you focused at it and you want to make it happen, these guys, we can make it happen.
Nathan hopes to be open for hunting season. He says there's still a lot to do, but they'll work day and night to make it happen. Seth Bodine, Harvest Public Media.